For me, I guess it started with comic books, then the old black and white TV series. Then it graduated to the big screen as the subject of several blockbuster movies. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Yeah, you said it, didn't you? It's Superman. Now, one of the Hollywood stories of the Man of Steel in more recent years was called Superman Returns. His return was from a 5-year absence from Earth, and during that time, reporter Lois Lane wrote a major article called Why the World Doesn't Need Superman. She makes this statement, "The world doesn't need a savior, and neither do I." Upon his return to Earth, Superman visits Lois Lane and tells her, "There's something I want to show you." He picks her up, takes her on a flying trip over a long stretch of the planet. He says, "Listen, do you hear it?" She hears nothing. Superman then makes this dramatic statement to this skeptical reporter. "I hear everything. I know you wrote that the world doesn't need a savior, but every day I hear people crying for one." I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about ears that hear what God hears. There really is a savior, not a fictional one like Superman, but a flesh and blood savior whom a dying world desperately needs. His name, of course, is Jesus. He hears every cry of the human heart, and he cries. He wants to give you ears to hear what he hears. In fact, you may be at a point where God's summoning you to something higher, much the way he summoned Moses centuries ago. That story, and maybe in a sense your story, is told in our word for today from the Word of God, Exodus 3, beginning with verse 1. It tells us that Moses was just tending his flock of sheep in the desert one day when God showed up in a burning bush. And that morning, Moses woke up a desert shepherd. That night, he went to sleep a rescuer for his people. God often shows up in the middle of the routine of our life and changes the course of our life. He asks in the words of the Christmas carol, "Do you hear what I hear?" God says to Moses, "I have seen the misery of my people. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering, so I have come down to rescue them." Well, God might be saying to you today, "I've seen the misery of the people you know. I've heard them crying out." He hears the sounds of their quiet desperation, their aching loneliness, their bleeding broken heart, their bondages, their bleeding family, their search for meaning. He hears their pain. He hears their grief and the past that's always haunting them. And he has seen their awful eternity unless there's a rescue. And Jesus is coming down to rescue people you work with and play with, people you go to school with, who live around you. But here's the rocker. "I have come down to rescue them," he says. "So now go. I am sending you." Jesus is inviting you. He's summoning you to join him in the eternal rescue mission for which he gave his life, to see your relationships and to see your situation as a divine assignment. You're being positioned by your Savior to help the people who were there be in heaven with you someday. So how are you doing on the reason you're there? He wants to give you ears to hear the lostness behind their laughter and the misery behind their mask. He wants to give you eyes to see what he sees when he looks at the people you're with every day. He sees future inhabitants of hell unless someone introduces them to the rescuer who took their hell for them, unless someone gives them Jesus. Listen to him. He's talking to you. "So now go. I'm sending you."
Hey friend, discover the power of your hope story. God wants to use your influence in the lives of lost people around you to help them be in heaven with you someday. That's where your story comes in. Check out the free online video series, Your Hope Story, hosted by Doug and Ron Hutchcraft, now available at yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.